Oh, hey. My mum let you in, did she? I'll be ready in a second. I just gotta do one thing. The movie doesn't start till 2, so just let me finish typing up this one little thing. Alrighty. And now I'm ready to go. Oh, wait. Before we go, I wanted to show you something first, if that's okay. It'll only take a sec. Let me just see where it is. I was throwing away some old stuff last night. You know, clearing out old clutter to make way for the shiny new clutter. And I found this. It's a chastity device. I got it a while ago for a guy I was sort of seeing. It was something I thought might bring us closer, and I wanted to try it out with him, because the idea kind of excited me. But we didn't get far enough along for me to actually give it to him. I didn't even tell you about him. That's how long it lasted. But so anyway, I was going to throw it away, because I don't need it anymore. But I thought maybe you'd want it. It was kind of expensive, and it's a pretty high-end model, so it'd be a waste to just get rid of it. And it's not like I have any use for it. You know, better to see it go to a new home, right? And some guys like these things. So would you like it? Ah, great. Well, here you go then. I have the keys around here somewhere. Let me get them for you. Here you go. Enjoy. Wait, well actually, I mean, tell me if it's a silly idea, but, you know, would you rather me keep the keys for now, if you want? Yeah, I don't mind. I can hold on to them for you. It's no big deal. Yeah? Well, okay. I'll find a place to keep them then. Don't worry, I totally won't lose them. In fact, I think I already know where I'm going to keep them. So how often do we let you have the keys back? Like every few days? Or a day each week, so you can have some time out of it? Or should I never give them to you? Okay. Keeping the keys forever? Clearly not what you had in mind. Fine. I'll give the keys to you when you need to get out. Shall we say once a week? Would you say that's fair? And anyway, the person who's got the keys gets a say, right? But you'll have to take the cage off more often than that for hygiene. I hadn't really thought of that. Probably like once a day? Maybe every couple of days? So you can keep yourself clean. How do you want to handle that? Can I give you the keys every day and trust you to stick to the rules when it's off? Don't even answer that question. I know you, and I know that your own temptation is going to get in the way. Besides, if the point of the device is to remove temptation, then there's no point of someone else having the keys if you're going to be let out of it every day and be left alone in the shower or something. So if a hygiene breaks, we're going to have to figure out something. If you really want to do this, of course. Do you really want to? You do? Okay. Well, let's think about this then. I guess I could be there during your hygiene breaks to stop you doing anything. Like I could threaten to not give you the keys back if you did something. And for the real chastity experience, and trust me, I looked all this stuff up when I got the cage, you're not supposed to touch yourself at all, pretty sure. Even for cleaning. So I guess... what have I walked myself into? You do know I'm into this, right? I guess I'll unlock you and I'll clean your dick for you. If you're cool with that. Not that I'm doing this because I want to get my hands on your dick, or because I'm aroused by it. Let's just make that clear. Nah, this is something that's just for fun. Fun for you and for me. It's going to be a good time for both of us, and that's it. Just something we do as friends. If it doesn't work out and you want the keys, fine. And if it's fun, awesome. I hope this will be fun. And I won't lie. It's an ego boost, having this kind of power. And if it gets difficult for you, I'll be firm with you and not let you out. So don't try coming begging for the keys, because I've always wanted to be a sort of dom, and I have no intention of getting this wrong. You have my word on that. I'll even keep the keys hidden so you can't find them, even if you do try. And if you really want out, you're going to have to tell me you want out every day for a week. I'm looking forward to this. So, we're going to be late for the movie, and it's getting a bit awkward talking about this. I'll give you a minute to put that thing on in the bathroom, and then we can head out. See you downstairs. Hey, you're here. You doing all right? I've been so busy with college work, and I've got to drive Becky around later on. Come on, let's go up to my room while we've got lots of time. I've done something in my room I think you're going to be happy with. Well, maybe you will. You tell me if I'm taking this dom thing too far. Let's just not make it awkward that I'm going to have to see you naked. Alright, here we go. See what I did? I tied some old shirts around my bedposts, so I can tie you down when I take the cage off for your hygiene breaks. They're not real straps or anything, but they're enough to hold you, so there's no way you can give in to temptation and touch yourself. The control is going to be all in my hands. So why don't you get everything except your shirt and socks off and lie down, and we'll get started. Now where did I put the wipes? Right, they're in the bathroom. I'll be back in a sec. And got them. We better keep my door closed so we have some privacy. Wow, you look alright. You're up in the cage, I see. Alright, you tie your left ankle to that bedpost, and I'll do the other one. Alright. You can lie down now, and I'll do your wrists. And okay, let's see what I've got to clean then. What do you think? Should I put on some romantic music? Don't worry, I'll be gentle. And here are the keys, already out of their hiding place. I wasn't just keeping them in my pocket. Now let's get that lock off, shall we? And here we go. I'm just going to pull the cage off. Wow, you're really hard in this thing. I don't know how much attraction to me you have, but I did say this was just going to be something between us as friends. There, it's off. I'm going to wipe inside the cage. You know, I'm flattered, but you getting that big is going to make it harder to clean you. The harder your dick, the harder my job. Alright, that's the cage done. Now it's your turn. Just wipe over the shaft and the head. I'm going to try to not give you any pleasure. So, how's day one been? Has it been as fun as you hoped? Ah, good. All right. That should do. That's clean enough, I think. Don't want you enjoying it too much. Now, how long is it going to take for you to go back down again? That long? You're not supposed to have the cage off for too long, even if you're restrained. It's supposed to be on all the time. Just think about your grandma or something. Whatever it takes to make it go down. You can't go anywhere until the cage is back on. Here, I'll even remove myself from the room in case I'm having an effect on you. I won't be long. Ah, and don't worry, my mum and my sister won't come in here if I tell them not to. Just don't make any noise and you'll be fine. And you better be soft by the time I get back, or I'm upping your time in the cage to 9 days. I need to put my foot down at some point, And if you're hard out of that cage for too long, it's not really chastity. You've been warned.